The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. The Gospel of the Lord. This second week of Easter, our gospel readings have been more to kind of unpack and go into depth. What's the meaning of Jesus' death and resurrection? And in the Gospel of John, for the first 3 days of this week, or 4 days, we were reading from John chapter 3, where Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night and asks him about what does he need to do. And Jesus says, "You have to be born again by water and the Spirit." And Nicodemus says, "Well, I'm an old man, how can I be born again?" And in that chapter, John talks to us about the baptism. What's the meaning of the sacrament of baptism? That we have to be reborn no matter how old we are, whether we're babies or we're old, we need to be reborn in the sense that we need to begin to see things as God sees things, not as the world sees things. That's the rebirth, the renewal that Jesus is calling us through the sacrament of baptism. Yesterday, we had our confirmation for about 90 people, teenagers and adults. And that confirmation is about them now as adults as saying yes to live according to the teachings of Christ. That's the rebirth that Jesus invites us to. Yesterday and the next week, we're going to read from John chapter 6. And John chapter 6 is about the Eucharist, the bread of life. Yesterday, those of you who were not at Mass, it was about Jesus multiplying the loaves and the fish. Today, we have Jesus walking on water, and then we go back to talking about the works of Christ, and finally, Jesus saying, "Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, there is no life in you." So I recommend to you that take some few minutes and read all chapter 3 together so you can see what's the Holy Spirit was inspired the evangelists and inspiring us to do today, and then read chapter 6 as we read each section every day. But what struck me about the reading today is, why did the disciples want Jesus to get in the boat and he didn't, but finally they found themselves at the shore where they're going? The boat in the Gospels or the New Testament writings is always a symbol of the church. And obviously the church at the time of the writing of the Gospels was undergoing a lot of storms, a lot of dark nights with persecutions, division among the church, being expelled from the synagogues. And they're looking for help, and Jesus comes to calm the water. He's the one who can calm the storms. Again, that's a sign of the identity of Jesus, that he is God. Because chaos, obviously, being in a lake or in a sea, you don't have control, and then having a storm, that shows more you're out of control. And chaos is representative of evil. When God created, before God started the creation, there was no order for things. God is a God of order. He puts everything in place. He put boundaries between the heavens and the earth, the rain and the sky and the land. But yet what we always want to do is we want Jesus to be always with us to help us avoid any storms. We want Jesus to take away the storms of our life. And that's why the symbolism of the disciples asking Jesus to get in the boat. If he can calm the storms and if he's with the church, then there'll be no storms. But that's not the way Jesus works. There's got to be storms, whether in our life personally, in our families' lives, in the life of the church, in the world. There always got to be storms. But will we look for Jesus and have the faith that Jesus can control those storms, that he's in charge, that he's more powerful than the power of evil in the world? And Jesus will get us to where we want to go, but not by eliminating the storms, but by having our faith grow in him during those storms. So today, as we continue our journey in this Easter season, it's a good time for us to look at how do you, you know, behave, or how do you react when you're going through storms in your life? Do you turn to Jesus? Do you jump ship? Do you turn to other things? Do you put your trust in Christ and trust that he will lead you safely to the shores that he wants you to go to?